I've been working with the city off and on for a little more than 10 years.
What do you mean by the spatial analysis that you seem to, that is one of your focuses?
Well, you know, crime basically happens at some time, and it always happens somewhere. And those are two factors that are almost entirely of the offender's choice. So they tell us some pretty important stuff about offender behavior. And when you look at crime patterns, for example, the occurrence of a common crime type like burglary, and you see that it's clustering in a neighborhood, then you start to look at that as a possible series. In other words, a series is simply a pattern committed by the same offender or offenders. One of the more successful interventions policing has come up with recently is called hotspots policing, and that's looking at different crime types, looking at the pattern as they're distributed around the city, identifying the hotspots, the areas where they cluster significantly, and then directing patrol into those areas. We use something called Cooper curves to conduct patrols in hotspot areas.
Cope or curves?
Yeah, K-O-P-E-R, Coper.
Okay. Now, so have you already been working with that with Roanoke City in the past on like sort of like predictive analysis about where to put more cops or things like that?
Yes.
As far as you can tell, I mean, are you getting feedback from the chief or anybody that it seems to be working?
Well, we run our sort of a constant evaluation on the interventions, and we've been pretty successful over the past, I want to say 15 months, a little bit more than 15 months, steadily driving stuff down.
So are you doing something special coming up?
Well, no. What happened in city council was that the police department, I'm actually my full-time day job, I guess, is as a professor of criminal justice at Radford University. But the city essentially bought out my time for the next year through December. So I'm down here full-time now working in the crime analysis unit. And what I do is essentially bring what we've learned in the academic discipline of criminology to bear down here in kind of an applied way to track crime trends and patterns and so forth.
What are you in the department hoping to establish this year by being so focused on it, Isaac? I mean, hoping to train people maybe in the department as well to use this type
of
analysis?
Yeah, that is part of my function here. The chief conducted a major reorganization of the department a little over a year ago, and one of the key elements of that is he's moving to a more proactive, data-driven policing model, and he expanded the crime analysis unit considerably. We now have slots for 5 full-time crime analysts here. And so that was a big part of that. A couple of the analysts that were here or are here are former students of mine. And so I could continue working with them, I guess enhancing their skills.
What Roanoke City is doing, Isaac, is it becoming more common around the country, or is this sort of a new trend as far as, you know, working closely with the criminologist?
I only know of maybe one or two other. We got the idea. There's a fellow by the name of Anthony Braga, and he, I don't know, he's from Harvard or Yale, one of the big schools up in the Northeast, and he assumed a position as an embedded criminologist with the Boston PD and assisted them with their Operation Ceasefire, a real successful program to intervene in gun violence there in the city of Boston. And then after he'd finished his time there, just wrote a journal article about working as an embedded criminologist. And I was working about maybe a day a week down here at that time. Brought that article to the attention of the chief. We started talking and talked with my department chair up at the university, and he was supportive of it.
You presented a paper on Stop and Rob, a spatial analysis of convenience store robberies in the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. And was that a situation also where the police could start predicting where they needed to put more patrols?
what that really turned out to be was more of what we would call a target analysis. We looked at the hot spots, and with convenience store robberies, typically it would be only one convenience store, but it would have multiple robberies. And so we would we took a look at that, and then using actually Google Earth, went in and looked at and found a number of common denominators and so on. At least one four-lane street, often an intersection of a four-lane and a two-lane, and often the convenience stores were on corners, so there was more than one way in and out of the parking lots and so on. Took a look at the storefronts, and something that I think convenience store operators, at least the corporate guys, have known for years, is if you clutter up the front window with a lot of posters and stuff, it's conducive to robbery. So we looked at all of that that stuff and that analysis.
Interesting. I'm just curious, when you've worked with some of these departments, do you find any resistance from the older guard when you come in, or are people pretty receptive to what you're bringing to the table?
That's kind of hard to say. I have worked with the law enforcement community in Virginia for over 30 years, and so I know just about everybody that's a player, at least in Southwest Virginia. So that has helped enormously. There are certainly people that are skeptical of the methodologies, and that's just a challenge to show them it works.
Are any of the TV shows on now, do they any of them portray sort of what you're doing? Any of
No.
the characters? No?
No.
Is it really a lot different than what you see on TV?
Yes. Television is for entertainment. We might sit here in the unit, whether you realize it or not. I'm sitting in a cubicle with three other analysts around me right now that are all working away, and this is about how loud it gets here.